Hello, everyone. Hope you have all had a good week. I didn't come up with an exercise today, so just go around again. Let's see. What's your favorite food? We'll just go with that one. Mine is cheeseburgers. And I'll go to Zoha.
I would say mine is like grilled cheese and tomato soup. So, and I'll go to Tara Ryan.
Wait, are we introducing ourselves or just saying our favorite food?
We can just say our favorite food because we already know each other at this point.
Yeah, that makes sense. This is hard. My favorite food is, how about like a barbecue whole pork sandwich? That's the answer. I'll call on the Tara Zulfikari.
I think my favorite food, well, I'm Iranian, so my favorite food would have to be an Iranian food. So it's like this food that's rice and chicken, but then it has like this sauteed, I forgot, barberries on it, and it's just really good. And I grew up eating it, so it's one of my favorites. I'll go on Mackenzie. Go with Mackenzie.
I think I'm gonna have to go with nachos. They can be really basic or really complex, but I'm always good with nachos. I'll go with Connor.
I grew up eating pad thai a lot. I would say that's my favorite food. I would pass it on to Nathan.
I gotta agree with you, Nate. Cheeseburgers, way to go.
Okay, and
yeah, last member.
NYC, is that Rowan? Maybe he's not. Well, we'll have you go when you get connected. So I guess our first thing is, Dakota, you got some briefing items for us?
Yeah, so I'll run through the briefing items quickly here. So the first one is an invitation that was sent to the Youth Commission by the Tecumseh Pierce County Equity Action Network. They meet, September 16th from 9 to 11. They're gonna use the Zoom platform as well. And they were asking for the Youth Commission to come and just talk a little bit about some of the work you have planned, or in general, how you think that this network can best support youth efforts in the city. I have not been able to connect with them myself just to see what the context of the meeting or how long that portion of the meeting will be quite yet. But if there is members of the commission that would be available at that time that would like to go speak to this group, then I can help make that connection for you, so that you can figure out exactly what they're asking for, so you can know what to kind of present on. Otherwise, it would be, I would imagine, like other groups in the past, it'll be a very general introduction of yourself and kind of your purpose as a youth commission, and answering some of the questions with them about how they should be engaging students across the city. Is there any general questions about that first item?
So, like, what do they... What is their, like, mission? Like, what do they do?
Generally, they work across the county to advance race and equity issues. They're a policy advocacy group that works, like, for example, our city's Equity and Human Rights Office works very closely with that group. So do a lot of service providers and other nonprofits. And it's kind of a joint learning network so that they can help each other out as they advance different policies. Because everyone's in a different level of advancement on the equity index of how they've been able to implement that in their organization. So it's for them to work together to help each other out down that path. If there are people that are interested in joining for that conversation, you can just email me during or after the meeting, and I'll make that connection for you. If no one is available, then I would look to Nate and Rowan if you would want to put just some basic kind of talking points or items that you would want me to highlight for the Youth Commission, and I can attend that meeting on your behalf and just share generally what you have and see what kind of questions they want to ask of you, and I can bring that back to your next meeting as well. So I'll keep you updated on that if I get any requests from the team that wants to attend. The other item, you'll talk a little bit more about it later this afternoon, but if we can get all of the kind of final priorities that you all are setting sent to me later this week, I'll get them updated and uploaded to the website so that we can have that item checked off. As a part of that, just in general, for the leadership team here, you should take a look at the website and just kind of see what items you'd want to change. A lot of the, well, first of all, the pictures are still last year's team. So if someone wants to put a Canva together of all the new members' faces, that could be something we replace the picture with. Or we can just change some of the wording, because a lot of it right now is still speaking about kind of the first 6 months of the commission setting up. And so we can change a lot of that language to fit the new team, depending on what you want up there. But priorities to be bulleted on the page, and then any other general updates you'd want to see on that page. And that's what I have for you right now, unless there's any comments or questions of me. All right, back to you there.
Okay, so with that, it also kind of works into this. The next part, we're going to skip the building community training conversation today, but we are going to come back to that in a different meeting. So I'm just going to go right into our committee reports. So just what have you done anything since the last meeting, or some things you want to add? And we'll start with Nathan.
All right, so I have not got as much time as I wanted to. Last week I was really busy. I had a, you know, like an online camp that I had to attend. So I was pretty busy last week, but I had started work on some surveys that we were planning on making for getting started on a couple of our projects. So just, you know, brainstorming questions. And I was gonna focus more on that for the rest of this week. And otherwise, Connor can add anything if he's done anything. But, yeah.
It's mostly building on one of our goals, because we the. So yeah, I was doing something similar to Nathan. That's all I can say. Do I pick who can go next? Oh. Hello? Hello? Am I muted?
I didn't know I was muted. Sorry. I just said I'll pick the next person. Mackenzie, you want to go next?
Sure. So our group, we made a little group on GroupMe, a little group chat. There's only a few of us, like three of us, so ours is small enough. We plan to have a Zoom on Sunday. I just came back from vacation, so we decided to do it on Sunday. Which I'll make an agenda for to make sure, even though there's only three of us, I'll do an agenda just to make sure everything's good. We're going to wrap up the email we plan to send out, and we're going to start planning the Zoom movie night. So I think we're doing pretty good.
Okay, Zoha.
Okay, so yesterday we had a meeting with our three committee members. We got one more, and then I'm going to send an email out to the emails that I got off the SurveyMonkey after this, because I just wanted to have an idea of like what the general assembly would be doing first before I sent them like our specific stuff. So I'm going to send that after this, and then we have a couple Instagram posts that we're working on that I told you about One of them is a survey to figure out how high school students feel that elementary schools have done with environmental education when they were in elementary school. And then we have a few graphic ideas like running, like showing how to do recycling, which like can be complicated depending on where you live. So looking at that is one of the other things we're working on. And then yesterday I also ran past them our priorities thing, and they all agreed and we made some edits, and I will email that to Bakota. And yeah, that's all I have.
Oh, that's really cool. You're doing a lot. You guys are doing a lot of stuff, and you guys are you're gaining a lot of new members now. Okay, that's good. Tara, Ryan, you want to go?
Sure. So we had a meeting to go over our goals and talk about what we're focusing on and set some more deadlines for ourselves. We received a presentation from Fair Vote Washington, which is a political nonprofit advocating for ranked choice voting. Tara and I went to their ranked choice voting advocacy training, which was really helpful. And I've just had some brief communication with the people who work for Fair Vote Washington about joining their coalition for ranked choice voting in Washington.
Okay, and that's probably also why you texted me the other day if we want to talk about joining organizations and coalitions.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay, well, this next part of our agenda is talking about potential future projects, and that is one of the questions I had. Like, is there a certain way, Bakota, that we're supposed to go about contacting organizations and potential partners?
No. So you all as a leadership team can reach out as chairs to organizations to set planning. If you're reaching out kind of as a commission, then Nate, you or Rowan would be the ones expected to make first contact. If it's, you know, committee specific or that committee's exploring it firsthand before bringing it back to the rest of this team, then like Tara has been doing, she can start making that connection and seeing where the whole commission might be able to get involved. So there's no real process. I mean, if you ever have questions about how to reach out to someone or who to reach out to, Leander and I can assist with that. But otherwise, if you have a contact, feel free to reach out to them and try to make that work.
Does it matter if we use a personal email or should we use like the official NYCT email?
If you're able to, if you like remember at the top of mind to use the NYC email, then that's good, because then you also have all those emails kind of saved in the email if you ever have to go back to them. But you don't have to.
Okay. And the other thing I was going to say is I tried logging into that email the other day, but it asked for like the verification code thing, like that it does if like you're logging in from a new device. So I wasn't sure what to do about that.
Okay. If a verification code comes up because it's still connected to me as like the primary owner of the account, just you have to text me and let me know, and then I can give you the verification code or verify it at that time. So.
All right.
We can connect after this meeting and just let me know next time you try to sign in.
Okay, and I know like we were just brainstorming. I was talking to Mackenzie and with Rowan and with you, Dakota and Leandra, about, and you guys might even still do that Zoom movie night, but like if we did some sort of real movie night with social distancing and all that stuff, Do you know like the kind of people that we'd have to talk to, like with Metro Parks? Is there a specific part of it that we would need to reach out to?
Yeah, I would assume it would be their Parks and Recreation director, and we have a contact for her. I'm not exactly sure if she'd be the right one, but she'd be able to tell us who the right person is. And she may have an idea of what might be possible before the end of kind of the good season for some of the events that they've done themselves.
Okay. And Rowan can't talk, it looks like. She's having some issues. But she did bring up a good point. Our new social media ad hoc committee, we can try to work on creating that, a possible like face merging thing for the website for our new people. Does anyone else have any questions about future projects or what you need for those projects? Okay. Well, the next part of the meeting was recruitment goals. And I know that was kind of Rowan's point. So Rowan, I know you're in here. So if you want to just text those things in the chat, that could work too.
I'll add just a comment while she's putting some items in the chat there for kind of future projects as well. Additional items to consider, since now all of your meetings, you can take official votes. If you have things that you want to post, say, to the Instagram or elsewhere, like a public letter of support or opinion, just remember that those would be items to add to your action items in each of these agendas to be able to take an opinion. And you can talk about it a little bit more, too, as well, but just remember that your September 5th meeting coming up for the General Assembly, Malik from the school district will be coming in to talk a little bit about the school resource officers. And after his presentation and any questions and answers that you all have for him during that time, the commission could take a vote and submit an opinion on their thoughts of that.
And so he doesn't want our feedback, like what we think about SROs?
He is coming in for feedback. So he'll come in and he'll talk just a little bit about where the board process is and seeking feedback right now. And then he'll want to hear from all of you as kind of a focus group. Usually have about a dozen to 20 students on each of your calls on Saturdays. So he'd be just looking for anyone to share their personal thoughts and opinions that he would add to the information he's collected so far. But that would be kind of individual commission feedback as he's in the room with you. You could also publish an opinion that would be sent to the city council to say, we as a commission have heard this and this is our thoughts and opinions.
Okay. Well, while we're waiting on that, I do have a question for Nathan and Connor. So since you guys want to merge your guys' committee, which do you know who wants to be the chair? Who's going to be the chair and who's going to be the vice chair?
I don't know. I hadn't really thought about that. I feel like we're working together pretty well, so I don't really know if it would matter one way or the other.
Wait. Can you repeat that again?
Do you guys know who's going to be the chair and vice chair?
I haven't thought about that.
I don't know. We could just I could just be the chair and you could be vice chair. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. That's fine.
Should we do should we do an election maybe? We only have five people, so it doesn't really matter. I don't know. But I guess, yeah, we could just work it out that way.
Okay, that's cool. And, well, we worked through all this stuff pretty fast, but so we have to put it to a vote, so... Are we able to do that vote thing, or do we just need to do a hand raise or a yes, no?
You can just do a yes, no voice vote for these leadership meetings. You'll have voting capability when you have the larger group with you.
Okay. And do we need to do the first and second thing for this vote?
You can that way. That's the formal way to do it. You could also just make the motion as chair and without, any objection, pass it as such.
Okay, well, I make the motion to merge the Education and Arts and Culture Committee. Are there any objections? Well, then with that, it just passed. You guys can be one again.
The only other edit is whether or not you're going to name one a chair or vice chair, or if you just want to name them co-chairs.
Yeah, you guys just want to be co-chairs since you are pretty equal in your roles.
Yeah, I think that's best.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And I think it's just a lot better for you guys to be one committee because so much of the stuff is still merged together and we don't have as many members as we want yet. So
yeah,
it's better for you to be one.
I agree.
Hold on, I'm gonna text Rowan and see if she has anything to say still about the recruitment goals.
I'll bring up one more action item for you just because I realize it's missing on the last version of the agenda that you had sent out. Each of these meetings have kind of official meeting minutes that are filed with the city. They're fairly simple in the way that the notes are taken, but I had sent the leadership team, I believe last week, the last three meetings of notes. So you would just need a motion to adopt those minutes so that I can file them in the records. And then following this meeting, for you, Nate, I would just need a digital signature from you to add to those minutes before I file them.
Okay. I just had something I was going to say and I forgot. Oh yeah, with these, so we have a lot of meetings right now, and is it possible to trim them down? Because I feel like it's good to have meetings, but like for this meeting right now, we don't have too much to talk about because we just had our admin meeting and our general meeting, so we didn't have too much stuff to talk about. I feel like, I don't know, maybe we should even put it to a vote in another meeting to trim these meetings down to having less than to just having the one general and one admin again. Or even if it was two admins but only one general.
That's completely up to your board here. You as the leadership team can decide what your meeting schedule is. You would just have to make a motion again to adopt that new schedule so that I can file it with the clerk's office.
Well, what do you guys think? Does anyone have anything to say? Do you feel fine with trimming down a meeting?
How short are we? What's the proposed change?
To just get rid of one of the meetings, like to get rid of one of the general meetings a month.
And so to only have monthly general meetings?
Yeah. And of course, we can always have more again, but right now, there's just not enough content to make the full meetings. And we're having, yeah, I see your text, Rowan. We're having, we have two general meetings a month and two admin meetings a month right now scheduled every month. Anybody else have any thoughts on that?
I mean, we can always still have our, like, more committee meetings if we feel like we need more time. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see your point, too, and I feel like it's easier to schedule committee meetings specifically because everyone has their, like, a lot of members have their own schedules and stuff, so making sure they're able to come, I guess, it's easier to be flexible that way.
Rowan texted, does everyone want to cut it to just one general and one admin, or just, are we just cutting, or do you guys just want to cut the general meeting? Any thoughts?
I think just the general meeting, but.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm thinking too. So I think it's still good to have the general meeting, I mean, the admin meeting, then to plan before the general, and then to debrief and plan for the next general. So is this the same? You put it to a vote or just motion, and if there's any objections?
You can move it without objection. As long as there's no objections, just cut it. And I would just need to know which one you want to cut, I guess, for the future, or if you want to change it up, because right now you already have something scheduled for the first general session. But the third one's not scheduled. That one used to be the regular. So if you want to cut the third one, I would just need to know that so I can cancel that one. Or if you want to make them the third one in the future, then you would just have to make it for the first meeting this coming month and then cancel it in the future months.
Yeah, I want to keep that. I want to keep the original third Saturday, but we're obviously still going to have this meeting. So.
So then it would say you want to cancel the first Saturday meetings starting in October.
Yes. So we'll still have that third Saturday September meeting, and then we'll cut it afterwards. So I motion to disband the first of the month's general meeting starting in October. Are there any objections? Okay, well, with that, we're going to cut the first general meeting of the month and keep it to the Saturday general meeting, the third Saturday general meeting. And hold on, Rowan was texting me some things. Yeah, I know I've texted a few of you guys because you're in it. We're gonna get started with that ad hoc committee, and we just need to start like brainstorming and talking about what we're gonna do, like how we're gonna reach out on social media and otherwise too. And I saw you texted earlier, Tara, that you had some questions about projects.
Yeah, and I can just email you and Bakota about specific things that FairVote had asked, like the paperwork they have for ways to be involved with them, such as like using our name or like advertising to our committee their events. And so I will do that. And I just wanted to express that I would like the commission to make a statement about SROs and vote on that on Saturday or at some point. And I would be willing to champion that if needed.
Yeah, we can definitely talk about that, like when we have that meeting with the guest speaker, and then we hear what also our general members have to say about it, we can start crafting a response. And we can probably vote on that in the next meeting after that.
Awesome.
And I know you were talking about earlier about reaching out to schools and stuff, and my school student government is trying to like run a virtual like student government like conference kind of thing with like different schools in the area. So I could talk to them about seeing if maybe we could have you, Nate, or Rowan, or one of the chairs or someone like speak at that kind of, because I think Rowan said in the chat we could spread the word like through ASB teams and that kind of thing. So that's possible if you're interested in that.
Yeah, that would be interesting. And yes, like Rowan said down there, we should definitely, if you guys can get in touch with your ASB, I know it's harder because of COVID, but if we can get in touch with ASB to maybe just some outreach. I know they're still trying to do stuff. Like my ASB has an Instagram and they're still posting stuff on there, so we can do something like that too. Well, though it's only 3:32, I don't have anything else. Does anyone have anything else they want to say
or talk about? I was going to say something. I was going to say our committee, we went through our roster of the people who signed up on the SurveyMonkey, and we emailed all the people that signed up but hadn't showed up to the meetings, and we got a few responses, and I think we got two new members from that email. So like if the other committees did that too, we might be able to get, you guys might be able to get more members, because a lot of people signed up but then they just never followed through and showed up to the meetings and stuff. So that's something that you guys could maybe do.
Oh, that brings up another question I had. So Bakota, isn't there a new survey on Google, like a Google Doc survey?
Yeah, and it's connected to the email account. So if you're logged into the email account, you can access the survey in the drive there. I haven't looked at it lately if anyone else has applied to it yet, but that's the link that's active on the link tree and the website and elsewhere.
Well, I'll definitely have to look at that. For all we know, we could have a ton of new members. I mean, I would hope.
And I will say, as we're getting close to the end here, two items I still have for you is the one I mentioned. I still need a motion from you just for the technical approval of your past records and minutes there that I had sent out. And then the other item just for future meetings. So I know Leander wasn't here today because she was in her own retreat for her organization, but starting at the next leadership meeting, she'll start taking over a little bit more on the actual training and development for this team. It's been a little bit harder to get it running as quickly this year, and we've had a few conversations about how it's been harder to start this leadership team than it has like the past ones where we've been able to start in person. But the goal timeline currently still is to provide some kind of education and training to this team so that you have the skills to facilitate and lead your own teams and reach out to organizations and whatever other skills that you identify as wanting over the course of September and October, and kind of finalize those priorities and training needs so that when you're hitting October, you're really hitting your stride and know where you want to go and have the skills to do so. So as you think of anything that you want for possible trainings or guest speakers, reach out to Sandra so that she can have that on our radar and work it into the kind of curriculum here. Because the point of this team really as the leadership team is to make sure that you all are positioned to be the leaders for this organization and the commission so that you can do what you need to do to hold, you know, the city to account.
Does someone want a motion for the minutes?
You can also pass those without objection.
Okay, well, I motion for the minutes. Are there any objections? Okay, minutes of our last meetings passed. Well, does anyone have anything else they want to talk about, discuss?
You want to do like more icebreakers questions?
I mean, if you want, we could do just one more. Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, I might have a cool question. I'm just looking at some questions that might be cool, or actually just like how about like let how about. How about let's ask each other, like, what is our most likely future career, and like when we were like in elementary school, what did we want to be in elementary school, and like right now as high schoolers, what do we want our career to be when we leave high school? I'll go first. I'm interested in environmental policy. I know a lot about environmental science, and I don't want to just go in there for like the engineering or the like writing. Or the lab work and stuff. I probably want to go in there and work on like writing policies for the environment. But in the past, I thought I was going to be like an artist in the past. But no. I'll pass it to Nate.
Well, I kind of always wanted to, even from elementary school, wanted to work, and like when I was little, I always said I wanted to be the president, but I do want to work in public service, and I want to run for office, and I plan on studying political science in college. I'll go to Zoha.
So when I was five, I remember like telling my parents at the dinner table that I wanted to be a millionaire. So still a dream, but, I think I probably wanted to be a doctor when I was younger. Then it changed to professional tennis player. Then it was lawyer until I learned about how lawyers sometimes don't really have, lawyers don't really have morals sometimes. So I didn't want to do that. And now I guess I'm kind of split between being a doctor or like a policymaker kind of thing. Yeah, I'm not sure between the two right now. I'll pass it on to Mackenzie.
When I was a kid, I used to want to be a teacher, but I also wanted to be wealthy, so those don't really go hand in hand. But now, more personally, I want to be a therapist or a counselor for the youth. It's just something that I've been wanting to do for a few years now. And yeah, I'll pass to Nathan.
When I was younger, I always kind of wanted to be an architect, I think. That was a dream of mine for a little bit. But now I'm thinking I probably want to go into chemical engineering. That's been my goal recently. And who hasn't gone yet? I'm sorry. Let's see. Did Tara Ryan go yet?
Nope.
Okay.
Thanks. I am trying to remember what I wanted to be when I was little. I think I wanted to be a teacher. I also had a vet phase, a pediatrician phase. Right now, I think that I would like to do some like applied environmental science. I really love chemistry and physics. I don't really have a good answer. I will pass to Tara.
When I was younger, I wanted to be, I mean, I had a lot of phases, but I really wanted to be a doctor, but not anymore because I cannot handle blood. So right now I really want to go into like politics maybe or law, and possibly like run for office once, I mean eventually, or just public services and stuff.
Dakota, how about you? What did you want to be when you grew up?
That's kind of funny, actually, because me and my buddy just found our elementary school yearbooks like last week. I had said I wanted to be a video game designer. I have not an artist's bone in my body, so that went out quick. And if it wasn't clear from my career choice, I went to college for political science and public service.
Well, that was pretty cool. I feel like we should do those kind of things more, especially since we're over Zoom and it feels very distant. I think we actually got a lot of stuff done today with those votes too. I'm proud of our progress. And with that, I'll see you guys at the September 5th meeting.
Just remember to publicize that one, since you'll have the SRO conversation there.
Yeah, I was going to say, prepared to have that conversation. Okay, goodbye.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.